While I was praying over these readings this week in preparation for this Sunday, I was reminded of a little tidbit of wisdom from my Aunt Madge as I grew up. It's probably a phrase that many of you have already heard. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And the reason I thought of that was because when I looked at the first reading and even the full gospel, I read the short version this morning, but the full gospel and the first reading, it almost seems like it's too easy. You know, it almost seems like it's too easy that God's response is enough. I say that because sometimes in prayer, sometimes in life, the cloudiness of life gets in the way of our ability to hear God's immediate response. And I think this season of Lent speaks exactly to that. I believe that these readings are really a reminder of the importance for each one of us to really have an engaging prayer life. And when I speak about an engaging prayer life, I'm not talking about, you know, just simply asking God for something, but really asking ourselves if we are capable of worshiping this God in spirit and in truth. That's a lot harder than simply praying for something and having it show up. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is something that requires a great deal of humility for us. Because the reality is, without God, we are absolutely nothing. The irony of all of that is, the only thing that makes us not God is that we have a beginning. Did you ever think about that? We're made in God's image and likeness, but what makes us just slightly different from God is that we have a beginning. When God loved us into being and gave us the gift of ourselves, our soul, He gave us the gift of eternity. And worshiping God in spirit and in truth has to acknowledge that eternity. The challenge is, what do we want to do with that eternity? And that's where we have to convince ourselves to live a life that is dependent on this God who loved us into being. Because without God, we wouldn't have had that beginning. My challenge for all of us to consider this morning is, what are we going to do in this season of Lent to really literally reorient ourselves towards God, towards the importance of who God is? We have that opportunity each Sunday, each time we come to this celebration of Eucharist. Our true focus is God, and we worship literally in spirit and in truth. But this moment of worship doesn't cut it. This moment of worship is the beginning. And we have to use this beginning to contemplate our eternity for when we leave here, so that we recognize the glory of God in each one of us, and even more importantly, recognize the glory of God in others. Because that is what transforms us. That is what makes us different. It's what happened in this village of Samaria. These people encountered Jesus Christ. They listened, they recognized, and then they changed. That's what happens for us. These opportunities are plentiful. And we have to remember that this is not the only place where we are in the presence of God. The presence of God exists in each one of us, in that gift of eternity. And so our challenge is, what are we going to do with our eternity?